What a very good morning, friends, and welcome to another Technical Thursday on Let's Talk here on Radio Pulpit with me, Rocky Stevenson, pastor of Benoni Bible Church, and this on the first day of the year. So we look at one of the most vivid and challenging and ultimately hopeful books of the Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel, and that's where we head to this morning. And what a fitting way to start a new year. It's by looking at God's holiness, His sovereignty, and His promises of restoration. As we've seen with Isaiah and Jeremiah the last couple of weeks, understanding the big picture of the scripture is absolutely essential. And Ezekiel is a priest and a prophet during the time of the Babylonian exile. And it speaks to a people, and he speaks to a people that are removed from their land, removed from the temple and their normal life rhythm. Into this context, God then sends Ezekiel to proclaim judgment, warning, and hope. And what a wonderful hope we have in this book, eschatological hope, hope about the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this spans over the time and the centuries in that sense. And it reminds his people that even in exile, he is present and he is at work. Let's look at the structure of the book of Ezekiel. The book divides naturally into three sections. Firstly, judgment on Judah and Jerusalem in chapter 1 all the way through to chapter 24. So that's the major first section of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel opens with a vision of God's glory in Ezekiel chapter 1, where cherubim and the wheels appear full of fire and eyes, and God's presence is majestic and holy, unapproachable to sin. And throughout these chapters, Ezekiel proclaims that Israel's sins are great and that the temple will be abandoned. We see this in Ezekiel 10, verse 18 to 19. God's holiness demands justice. Yet even here, his purpose is redemptive. God's purposes, even through judgment, are always redemptive for people, for he loves his people. He longs that they would repent. The second major section in the book of Ezekiel is judgment on the nations. In chapter 25 all the way through to chapter 32, God's sovereignty extends way beyond Israel's borders. Ezekiel proclaims judgment against Ammon, Moab, Edom, Philistia, Tyre, and Egypt. We see this in Ezekiel 25, verse 5 to 6 as well. Even in the exile of his people, God also demonstrates for us in this marvelous book that all nations are accountable to him. So is South Africa accountable to Jesus today. And it reinforces his majesty as well as his justice. God sees, nothing gets past him. He will hold the peoples of the world accountable for their sin. The third major section is probably the favorite section of the whole book of Ezekiel, stretching from Ezekiel 33 all the way through to Ezekiel 48, and that is restoration and hope. And that's the final message, where it turns to restoration, and God promises renewal for his people. There is individual responsibility that people have before God, and we see this back in chapter 18, verse 20, and reminding us that repentance is personal and transformative. But when that happens, there is hope for you, which we see in chapter 33 to 48. We have the Valley of the Dry Bones, a famous passage in the book of Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 37, which portrays also the resurrection and even the national renewal, the illustration that God's Spirit gives life even to what seems dead. And that's a promise for future Israel, the way that God would turn again his attention to Israel. You can trace some of that even in the book of Romans and Romans chapter 11, the way that when the fullness of the Gentiles has come about, how God turns his gaze again to national Israel. And you have the vision of the future temple and the land from chapter 40 all the way through to 48. This is part of God's millennial purposes for Israel and for the world, showing that God's covenant faithfulness ensures the restoration and the renewal of the people of Israel, how his covenant towards his national people, towards his apple of his eye, Israel, has never ever been slow to fulfill. He has been patient upon the nations of this world, but God will renew the people of Israel and even renew the temple worship. And what a magnificent temple is pictured for us in the book of Ezekiel. So as we step into this new year, Ezekiel reminds us that God's promises are not delayed. That's something beautiful about this, and this links to what we touched on yesterday as we had the last Let's Talk of 2025 yesterday, and we have now the first Let's Talk of 2026 today. They are perfectly timed. God's promises are never delayed. Today marks the beginning of another year, yet God's faithfulness remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here's some of the key themes of the book of Ezekiel for you to think about as you think about this marvelous book in God's Word. God's holiness and glory is a major, major theme throughout the book of Ezekiel. His presence departs from the temple and then returns to the millennial temple. It reminds us that he is never absent. He is ever Even when we feel exiled or uncertain, God is actually never ever absent. Psalm 99 verse 5 declares, "Exalt Yahweh our God and worship at his holy mountain, for Yahweh our God is holy." Secondly, judgment is consequence, not arbitrary. Sin has real consequences, but God's purpose is always redemptive. Ezekiel 18 verse 21 to 22 teaches that turning from sin brings life, and God's judgment is always holy, measured, and purposeful. That's part of what we see in the book of Ezekiel. The third major theme in the book of Ezekiel is individual responsibility. Ezekiel emphasizes personal accountability. Exile is an opportunity to reflect and to repent, it's not just collective punishment. There are some within exile that actually thrive. To think about somebody like Daniel, or think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were personally held accountable before the Lord for their own personal obedience, and they were blessed for that personal obedience. Even though the whole nation of Israel was underneath that judgment, they were able to thrive, and many individuals were able to thrive even during the 70 years of captivity. So each of us is called to start anew, to align with God's word, to be those that take responsibility for our own walk with the Lord. Even if we're in a position, even in our country, of national decline, you can still hold on to the Lord in the midst of this, and you can make a way for your own families, trusting in the Lord, doing that which is right, taking the next best step, you know, praying for the peace of the city that you are living in, making a way even in our day. The next major theme is the restoration and hope, because even in exile, God promises restoration. The spirit that raises dry bones in Ezekiel 37 is the same Holy Spirit at work today in our hearts as we begin a new year. This is the powerful reminder that God makes all things new, Revelation 21 verse 5. But it also reminds us that God has a future plan for his people, Israel, and that gives us a tremendous hope. God's promises are always kept, and the fact that God is so faithful to the people of Israel also shows us how he is faithful to us as the church in this age. The next major theme also is God's sovereignty over time, because Ezekiel shows us that God works across generations. Exile and waiting are not interruptions in his plan. They are part of his sovereign design. You might have been born in the first year of the 70-year captivity, or maybe you were born towards the end of that. When you think about Daniel, who went into that as a young man into Babylon, by the end of his life, he's an aged man, but then as the people come back from the land in the days of Zerubbabel and Ezra and Nehemiah, you have a young priest by the name of Zechariah, as an example, who's a young prophet at the start of rebuilding and getting back into the land. So our days are in his hands. On this first day of the year, we can trust that God, who orchestrated history, that has given us the book of Ezekiel, that even speaks about future events that have not yet come to be, will have perfect timing in the way that he works all of these things out. And he will do the same thing in your and my life. He works in our lives today. Nothing is outside of his hand. Then I want us to think about a little bit of practical application for today as we think through the book of Ezekiel. As we step into this first day of this new year, 2026, Ezekiel speaks directly to us in marvelous ways. You can trust God's sovereignty, even when life feels uncertain or maybe waiting seems long. His timing is perfect, and that dovetails on what we looked at even yesterday. Secondly, you can take personal responsibility in your life. Repent where you need to repent. Seek God's guidance, and then live faithfully in the year to come. Yesterday's gone. You have today to live for His glory, and you have tomorrow that is a bright future when you are inside of Christ. And then cling to the hope in Christ. Ezekiel's vision of restoration really points to that ultimate resurrection and the renewal in Jesus. And there's a day coming when Jesus will come back, and when He will rapture His church, where He will take us to be with Him, and when He will come and He will then establish His millennial reign, and we will reign with Him if indeed we are those that remain in Him today. We are those that persevere with Him, that endure with Him, that suffer with Him in this world. Let us be faithful to the charge that He has given to us, being faithful stewards with our time, our efforts, our energies, with everything that He has given to us. May we give Him all of the glory. And then another application would be to worship God for His holiness. Even when we feel distant from God, His glory is with us. The start of this new year is a perfect time to renew this worship of Yahweh. Ezekiel brings judgment and hope, exile and restoration, despair and promise. Like Isaiah and Jeremiah before him, he calls us to recognize God's holiness, to repent and respond in that way before God, and to walk in faith. But he also gives us hope. God is sovereign, His Spirit gives life, and His promises are sure. So as you begin this new year, let us hold to Ezekiel 36, verse 26 to 27. Listen to how marvelous this is, because this is true for all those that are born again. He says this, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my ordinances. Isn't it going to be wonderful when we see this reality for Israel in the millennial kingdom of our Lord? God is at work in exile, in waiting, and in a new beginning. Today, as the calendar turns, remember, His timing is perfect, His Spirit is active, and His promises are unwavering. May the Lord bless you as you think through these thoughts. Amen.